their memorial.
Wow.
And that grew into charter flights, commercial flights. There are 128 hubs, just like us, around the country, who are taking, in some cases, several flights a year, filled with World War II, Korea, and Vietnam War era veterans.
Wow, wow. So in 2007, when you heard about this, you said, yes, yes, this is something that I want my radio stations to do. So what was it like then, coming back with this idea and executing it?
It was welcomed. The idea was just, it was perfect timing, because there were so many World War II veterans all over the place, and they were dying at the rate of about 1,000 per day.
Mm.
And so our rush was, let's get them there while they can still get there.
Yeah.
And so we carried in Grand Junction. It took us about a year to get organized and to have our first flight was actually the fall of 2009. Mm-hmm. And we did five flights through the fall of 2011. And we carried 530 over the course of those five flights, 530 World War II veterans to Washington, D.C. to visit a number of memorials. And it was, fortunately for us, we had no incidents. It was just, every flight was 180 people or 190. And we were well organized. We had a great crew of people, volunteers. We had very generous donors who helped us get off the ground, so to speak.
Yeah.
After the first flight, then it became a little bit easier to raise money.
Sure.
So we closed down our in 2011 after our fifth flight. Our board decided to we'd found as all the World War II veterans we could in our area,
right,
which is Western Colorado. We were getting people from Arizona, from
really?
Wyoming,
from
Denver, from the Front Range, where there were hubs and long waiting lists. So we decided that we needed to take care of our own folks first, and our mission was accomplished.
Yeah.
So many of these hubs started back when we did and have continued taking World War II and then added Korea and now Vietnam War era vets.
Right.
None of these people got a welcome home that they deserved. None of them. There were a couple ticker tape parades, I understand, after World War II, but these people served their country and came back to the family farm, raised a family, et cetera, et cetera. They weren't looking for a ticker tape parade. They didn't get one. So whether you're a World War II vet or a Korea War vet, they were, you know, they just weren't recognized.
Right.
And Vietnam vets were recognized in a very bad way. They came home to people spitting on them in airports, yelling at them. It was a bad scene for the people who served our country during the Vietnam War era. It was a bad place to be, and it was a horrible place to come home to.
Yeah.
Regretfully, for many of our veterans.
So you have had the experience of going with vets to visit these memorials. Can you tell us what that experience was like for you watching it?
It is a for me and for many of the World War II veterans, a cathartic experience. It's beyond words. To see these somewhat ambulatory people, many with needing oxygen, wheelchairs, to see the local fire police, all the EMTs, all the first responders lining up on the runway as we took off with their lights flashing.
Wow.
And we got to Baltimore and were greeted there by water cannons salute. We came into the airport, and there were people at the airport who had heard about 30 minutes before we landed a PA announcement saying there's a group of World War II veterans coming into gate B4.
Oh, my goodness.
If you have an extra few minutes, go there. And they did.
Mm.
So our veterans got a welcome home at Baltimore. And it was just really something. The whole event. We were only there for one night. We had the opportunity to see every memorial. We spent a lot of time at the World War II memorial. We had a couple of senator and a congressman came to meet and talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
Our oldest veteran, I think he was 101, 102.
Wow.
Actually placed a wreath at the base of the Colorado pillar, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
There's a California pillar there too, so
yeah.
Waiting for us. But it's but from start to finish, it's just these are people, men and women, who serve their country, who for the first time ever, most of them are seeing their memorial and being recognized for what they did.
Yeah.
The flight, the experience there was at our hotel near Baltimore. Involved checking in, having dinner, and you know, getting some sleep. And early the next morning, we got up to. There were five buses waiting for us to take us directly to the World War II Memorial. Mm-hmm. This is 7:30 in the morning. If you can imagine, Washington D.C. rush hour traffic.
Yeah.
We had a captain, one of my good buddies, who's no longer with us. He was a captain in the Grand Junction Police Department. Had some friends in the D.C. Police Department, and they arranged for a police escort.
Wow!
So it was like the parting of the Red Sea as we're diving into rush hour traffic with these police in front of us, lights flashing. The vehicles parted the way, and five buses blew through. Got to the memorial in about 20-30 minutes. And it was really something to see.
Yeah. What do the vets, what is their reaction when they see these memorials and dedications to their service?
They're hanging out with their buddies or other people who experienced the same things during the war, and they're beginning to talk to each other, reminiscing. Mm-hmm. They're looking for names on the Vietnam War wall.
Right.
They're you know, amazed at the rather spooky, I think, Korea War exhibit.
Right, with the soldiers.
Yeah,
statues.
It's really kind of it's really something.
It's stunning.
And so there, it's the experience is almost beyond words as I'm stumbling here trying to explain it to you.
Yeah.
The veterans themselves were just awesome. You know, we had water, we had to break for a box lunch, we went to the FDR exhibit or space area to have a lunch break, and then we went home or went to back to the hotel and had a meal. The next day we took off and flew back. Flying back was really kind of interesting. It's about from here it's a 6-hour flight, I believe. So
okay.
We'll have a long flight, and we're leaving out of STS. So
that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
Right,
which
out
kinda,
of Santa Rosa, Charles
kinda
M. Schultz.
Kind of fits our logo. Yeah,
we'll talk about that in a
yeah,
sec.
Okay, that was really fun.
Yeah.
So we got on board, and there was a lot of excitement. You know, the vets are going home.
Yeah.
And during the flight, about 2 hours into that flight, about halfway into that flight, a voice came over the loudspeaker. Mail call. Mail call. Silence. Because mail call is really important.
Yeah.
Really important to people who are away. And so we had a manila envelope for each one of our veterans. The letters came from friends, neighbors, spouses, children, grandchildren, school children, business people.
Wow.
And they spent the next hour or so reading their letters. It was very quiet and was tear-filled.
Yeah. I mean, it's getting me kind of choked up thinking about that. Like, you're so right. Like, those messages from home when you are away, when you're in a place that's unfamiliar, when you're doing things that are so incredibly hard, to have that connection to home is so important. And to recreate that experience with these thoughts of thankfulness, of recognition of what they've done, just saying, you know, how inspiring these people are to the sacrifices that they made for us.
Yes.
Yep. Wow.
And so after mail call, actually during mail call, I was sitting across the aisle from a gentleman, 94-year-old gentleman, who's no longer with us. That was 15, you know, almost 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he was holding a letter, smiling but crying at the same time. He had just opened a letter that was written by a friend of his who had died several days previous to this flight.
Oh my goodness.
Now the reason this gentleman took the flight, this last flight that we did, is because his buddy, who had died a few days before, talked him into going.
Wow. Okay.
So he didn't know this letter was coming. He knew his friend had died, so he opened this letter, and it was from his friend.
Hmm.
it's hard to talk about it.
Right.
But he said, smiling, talking about his friend, he said, happy, happy he died. Thank you much, everyone who did this for us. And it's a tearjerker.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And you're so right. Like, for living all of that time after your service and not feeling that what you did, that people understand it or value it, I mean, that's going to be so heartbreaking. And then to have this happen, like, just the feeling that you would have from people reaching out to you, taking you to see these memorials that are dedicated to what you did, and then have these kinds of messages, like that whole experience, yeah, is just giving me chills.
Me also.
Wow. Wow. So amazing. I am talking with Kevin Wadlinger. He is the president of the board of directors for North Bay Honor Flight. This is just starting up here in Sonoma County, but it's beyond Sonoma County as well. What areas are you reaching out to veterans?
Our territory is, and there is a Bay Area Honor Flight here in San Jose. Mm-hmm. They've been covering this territory in Sacramento for a number of years, and they welcomed us. It took several months to become recognized as a hub.
Right.
There's a lot of paperwork and a lot of things we have to learn and do and say and promise, and then forming the 501c3, which we did finally in September of last year, mm-hmm. And then trying to figure out what our needs are so that we can give our veterans from here the same trip that our World War II veterans had back in 2011. So the territory, mm-hmm. we have every county north of the bridge, the Golden Gate Bridge to the Oregon border. So straight north along the ocean. So okay. we're talking, except for Napa's part of our, so Marin, Napa, Sonoma, Mendocino, Humboldt, and so on.
Okay.
All the way up to the border.
Wow, that's great.
Big territory, but we're focusing on Santa Rosa. That's the hub. We're going to start here. We're going to focus on Sonoma County. There are 20,000 vets in Sonoma County.
Wow.
So that alone would take a lifetime.
Yes.
So not all of them want to go for lots of reasons, but we will be able to fill many planes as long as we can find guardians and volunteers and donors to make this happen.
Right. So let's start to talk about that. Actually, before we get to it, you've brought in a poster that's hanging here in the studio that is amazing. It says North Bay Honor Flight, and it's got Snoopy with his flight helmet on and his flight goggles. He's on his red doghouse. It's got, you know, the scatters of little bullet holes from flying against the Red Baron. This is amazing. How did you get Snoopy as your official logo? This is so cool.
Well, one of our board members, Fred, was able to, is a member of PCAM. He's a volunteer at the Pacific Coast Air Museum.
Uh-huh.
And Craig Schultz is also.
Okay.
So Fred had a conversation with Craig. It took a few months, but Craig was actually walked our logo to, it's Peanuts Worldwide, LLC.
Yeah, right.
And it took us, once Craig walked our final logo, it took, you know, a couple weeks.
Huh.
And boom, here we are.
So that is really special.
It's the Charles M. Schultz Sonoma County Airport.
Yeah.
We've got Snoopy flying his doghouse instead of the jet plane that was in the logo before.
This
is part
okay.
of the North, it's part of the Honor Flight logo. We just inserted Snoopy.
I love
where the plane was.
That is so cool. That's really great. If you head to northbayhonorflight.org, you will be able to see that logo online at northbayhonorflight.org. All right. So this is something that costs a lot of money, right?
Right.
And you are offering these flights to vets for free, correct?
Correct. Absolutely.
Okay, great. Yep. So it's not just the flight. It's also your hotel and everything else?
Correct. Not. We pay for everything.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So how much does it cost per vet to take them on this flight? An estimate?
It cost around $1,900 per person to fly.
Okay.
Right now we're talking with both American Airlines and Alaska Airlines.
Okay.
And both fly STS, both have charter flights that take Honor Flight people from all over the country, so they're familiar with it.
Good, yeah.
And so we'll fly one of those, but it'll be a charter from here. It's $1,900. That covers the cost for one person, two overnight stays in a hotel, the 3-day round trip, ground transportation, flight apparel, food, beverage, etc.
Okay.
So it's $1,900. So we have several donation tiers, primarily for businesses and for foundations here. But we have the costs itemized. I believe they're itemized online as well. So that's the cost to send 158 people on this flight, all in.
Yeah.
Estimated. We, the Guardians, who go along with us as volunteers, the Guardians themselves pay their own way.
Okay.
But they're paying $1,500. We're going to supplement some of their, because it's such a high cost flying from here. But so each Guardian will pay the volunteers who fly with us will each pay $1,500 for their trip.
Okay. And what does a Guardian or a volunteer on the flight do?
The Guardian is responsible specifically, and we have Guardian training, we have volunteer training.
Okay.
We have veteran training. So there's a lot of training involved. The Guardians are responsible for one or two veterans for the entire trip. That means rooming together, busing together, eating together, flying together. And so the Guardians are responsible for one or two vets. Now, if a veteran needs oxygen or is in a wheelchair, that'll be a one-on-one.
One-on-one, gotcha.
It could be one Guardian to three veterans, depending upon how ambulatory the veterans are.
Okay, right.
But that's the Guardian's responsibility, is get these people, these wonderful people, there and back safely.
Yeah, okay, very good. Wow. Okay, so that is great. You also need different types of volunteers, not just on the flight, but prior to the event, so helping out now, and then also let's talk a little bit more about sort of the day of the flight, the return kind of thing, because there's all different kinds of opportunities to help out, right?
Starting today, we could use your help if you have some extra time, and this seems like it's interesting to you. Please go to NorthBayHonorFlight.org. Mm-hmm. There's a volunteer form that you can fill out there.
Right.
That's how we'll connect. We'll get that information immediately. Their phone number is on there as well, I believe. But so you can fill out a Guardian application online. That's also there.
Okay.
The veteran application is there, and the volunteer application is there.
Yeah.
The return, which I want to talk about because it's pretty spectacular. The return back into Grand Junction, back into SDS, if you will. This fall is our first flight. It's scheduled for, we hope, October of this year.
Got it.
That's what we're working toward. But when the plane lands, or from my experience, when the plane landed, we were greeted with a water cannon. We were greeted with fire trucks, police vehicles, sheriffs, every single off-duty EMT. Mm-hmm. They were all there on the runway. And when the plane pulled up to the gate, and we didn't go through the gate, we went down the steps and then up into the terminal, just like we'll do here. But there's a crowd of first responders lining the path all the way into the airport.
Wow.
When they got into the airport, one vet said, "It feels like the entire town of Grand Junction is here," because there were hundreds of people cheering, signage, "Thank you for your service."
Yeah.
It was a homecoming that they deserved.
Mm.
And they got.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And family members, too, welcoming them home. Because for this thing, and I think this is important, this point to put out. I'm talking with Kevin Wadlinger. He's the president of North Bay Honor Flight. Find out the details at NorthBayHonorFlight.org. That this is for the vets. It is not for family members or spouses to go on the flight with them. This is an experience that is about the vet and is solely their experience.
That is correct. Yep, it's their experience. We don't take spouses along with us unless the rules change at some point in time. But we would take a daughter or a son or a grandson or a granddaughter to be a guardian for grandpa.
Okay, right.
We would do that, and that happens a lot. And it's pretty cool because now the grandson or granddaughter, they get to learn a little bit. They get to learn more about the grandparents' experiences. than they would otherwise have gotten.
Yeah, yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
But then when you come home for this hero's welcome at the airport and you come into the lobby and there's all these people from the community, your family, your friends, business members, all just different members of the community, and they're all cheering for you and holding up signs and clapping, like that's got to be so good.
And what we're doing here, the nice people at Kaiser Air are, so we take off through the terminal as usual, we go through security, we take off, and but we're going to come back to Kaiser Air, just their little space out in front.
Yeah.
Out front of, on the west side of Kaiser. They'll park the plane right there. They'll deplane there. And we have room for lots of people. We got room for hundreds, thousands of people.
Yeah.
If that happens, that would be so cool. But we'll all be outside with signage. I'm looking for, we need a marching band. We need a drum corps.
Right on.
And actually going out, we're looking for bagpipers. The ride there is a little more solemn, I guess.
Right.
The ride back is celebration.
Love it. Okay. So, if you are a bagpiper, if you are a part of a marching band or a drum line and you think that you would like to be able to volunteer your skills and your talents to make this experience even more special, is there a contact portion on the NorthBayHonorFlight.org website?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good, good. So reach out. And then in terms of the mobility issues for our vets, are you able to handle lots of different sort of situations?
Yes, we will. We are looking for donations of wheelchairs, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We will need some. And there will be some oxygen. That's a little more specific and a little more complicated. But if you're in the medical profession, you're an RN or you know, hands on in the field, we would love to have you fly with us. We would love to have you help us in advance because we do interview every volunteer, every guardian, every veteran, for lots of reasons. And so it's I believe my phone number is on there. I'm not really sure whose phone number, but I believe my phone number is on the website as well. But we need volunteers starting today. The medical personnel are the medical people. Volunteers are really important for us.
Yeah.
But you know what? So are people who organize the mail call. That takes a lot of people.
It takes
half a dozen people or so.
Oh my goodness!
And it also takes people to talk to schools, large companies about letter writing.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's great.
You have to go get the word out and then get the letters and then organize them for, because they're written specifically to Fred or John, Mary. Their names are listed. So it's dear Fred.
This is incredible. Okay. Well, it's in the organizational stages right now. We haven't done our first flight yet. The hope is that October, this fall, will be the first flight. But now is the time to get involved. Now is the time if you've got a business and you want to support this. It is a 501c3, so tax write-off for your donations.
There's an easy donation button there, and you can see the various tiers that we have listed for businesses who, and recognizing them depending upon how much money they decide and actually do donate.
Just think of how good you will feel helping out, either volunteering time, volunteering resources, volunteering and being on the flight as a guardian. These are amazing things that we're asking that you could do right now or make donations. And again, it does not have to be a donation that is the full amount to sort of quote-unquote adopt a veteran, whatever it is.
Yeah, anything, a quarter? $25,000, whatever.
Anything in between those. All right. Well, thank you so much for telling us about it. It's very exciting. I'm so glad that you understood that there's a need here in Sonoma County and the North Bay to bring this kind of program here, because it just sounds fantastic.
Thank you. There is a mental health benefit to all of this, both with among the veterans and their families, because many of these people who fought in particular have not shared their stories, have not shared anything about what, don't want to share anything.
Yeah.
What happens when many of these, most of these veterans come back is they begin sharing stories with their spouses, with their children, with their neighbors. It helps them, tremendously. So the mental health benefit to the veteran and to the family is pretty, it's pretty spectacular. And we know this because we saw it happen.
Yeah.
Time after time.
Wow. So good. All right. So reach out to Kevin and the team who are all working really hard to make this happen. There's a lot of details that are going to need to come together. So if you can help out financially or with your time, that would be amazing. Kevin, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Michelle.
Kevin Wadlinger is the president of the board of directors for North Bay Honor Flight. Find out all the details and see how you can help at northbayhonorflight.org. This is Sonoma County Focus.
Hi, it's Rainey from the Poly Class Foundation. For 30 years, we've been helping families find their missing children. To date, we've helped bring over 10,000 children home safely. We've provided social media safety education to thousands of local students and helped implement the Amber Alert in all 50 states. We continue to advocate for legislation that keeps kids safe. For 30 years, the Poly Class Foundation has provided free programs and services to help keep kids safe and bring missing children home. And we could have not done all of this without your support. If you have a car, truck, boat, or RV you no longer need, please give us a call. We make donating easy and you'll receive the maximum tax deduction. Call the Poly Class Foundation today at 707-769-1334 or go to polyclass.org. That's polyclass.org. And thank you for your support.
The train is right on time. Grand Funk Railroad, the American Band. Saturday, May 25th, the event at Creighton Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale now at CreightonResortCasino.com. Grand Funk Railroad, the American Band.
Trade in your old furnace with Henry Mechanical and get cash for your clunker. Upgrade to a more efficient heating system today. Home of the free second opinion. HenryMechanical.com.
Now, another hour of America's greatest hits for Sonoma County.
On 102.7, The Wolf.
Wasn't much of a friend of mine.